First off today, carrying charges in the crop markets. Neil Blue, provincial crop market analyst with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, says some producers have asked about the price spread for crops between different delivery months. He spoke with our own Caitlin Reeser about what causes that price difference and how producers can take advantage of that spread in prices.
Particularly noticeable for crops that have a futures market relating to them, there's typically a spread between those futures month prices. The price spread is most often one where prices are progressively higher in forward futures months within a crop year. Outside of crop years, the supply-demand factors can change, so this may not apply to those cases. Sometimes the spread is termed a carrying charge market. Within a crop year delivery period, the amount of carrying charge is a measure of what the market is paying to store the crop from one period to the next. A strong carrying charge market, that is one where the price difference is large, is saying we don't really want the product near term, but we'll pay you to store it to deliver later on. A carrying charge market or higher price going forward should not be interpreted to mean that prices are expected to move higher in the future. When the spread or carrying charge is low, or maybe even when the nearby crop price is higher than the deferred price, the market is saying, we want that product right now. So the spread between months of futures or cash prices within a crop year is part of market analysis.
So given this then, Neil, how can a producer take advantage of that spread in prices?
Okay, the spread in prices is often measured against what the commercial costs of storage and interest are for the actual crop in a facility. That varies somewhat for each crop, but for canola, the commercial carrying charge is about $5.50 per ton per month. The market seldom pays that much of a carrying charge, but some market analysts follow the ratio or percentage that the market is paying of that full carrying charge. For example, today the future spread between March and May canola is $8.50 a ton. Compared to full commercial carrying charges of $5.50 a ton per month, or $11 a ton for that two-month period, that calculates to a price spread of just less than 80% of full carry. Analysts watch for a change in that carrying charge percentage as a signal of change in market demand. Now, to capture that carrying charge in the futures or cash market, one has to lock it in. That can be done with a deferred delivery contract, a futures sell position, or by using an option strategy. Again, the carrying charge does not necessarily mean that prices are expected to rise in the future, but carrying charges can be an opportunity to have the market pay a producer to store crop while waiting for the delivery period, and that payment can be greater than interest saved or earned by having the sale proceeds on hand earlier.
What about using a crop payment advance while waiting for that delivery period?
Caitlin, that's a good market strategy to consider, and that advance, of which the first $100,000 is interest-free, is available from a few sources, including the Canadian Canola Growers Association and the Alberta Wheat Commission.
Neil Blue is a provincial crop market analyst.